I'm with Adam, the millwright at Sarehole Mill. Adam, there can't be many millwrights left.
No, I suppose we're a bit like Thatcher's, really. It's kind of a dying art, probably more so than thatching even, because I think they sort of had a bit of a revival with the sort of listed buildings and things where you've got to use thatching. From a millwright's point of view now, you get a lot of restoration work on sort of council-owned buildings and a certain amount of mills that are still working. But from a building point of view, because there's sort of nowhere near the amount of working mills there used to be, you're not in such big demand now. But
how did you get into it?
Oh, it's a long story. I was doing an engineering degree, and one of the lecturers knew a guy who was working for Essex County Council at the time, a guy called Vincent Pargeter. And I'd always been into my old machines and sort of rebuilt sort of thrashing machines and things, and was reasonably competent with woodwork and stuff. And he wanted a hand, so I sort of ended up sort of working him evenings and weekends, and ended up working for him full time. So after a few years, I sort of parted company with him and tried working with somebody else doing it, and then eventually set up on my own. So it's not something I think I ever consciously went out to say, yeah, I'm going to do this for a living, but I kind of fell into it, as I suppose most people do with all sorts of jobs, really.
And how many of you are there left now?
That's a good question. It's diminishing quite rapidly. There's three of our competitors have retired this year, so I think we're down probably to well below 10 to sort of cover the whole country, really.
Wow.
I know there's a big push at the moment. We've got a meeting on the 10th of this month, the 10th of December, at the Society for Protection of Ancient Buildings in London, who are looking into trying to get some HLF funding to sort of bring on some new apprentices. And certainly we'd be delighted to be involved in that. It's one of these things that I think it's not sort of an obvious vocation for kids at school when you sort of go for your careers interviews. And I think from that point of view, I think if we can bring some new blood into it, it's certainly an interesting vocation, if not an everyday one.